brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We're here at AOPA Summit in Palm Springs. Redbird has taken the flight training business by storm, and there are many reasons for that. We're speaking today with Redbird's Josh Harnagle to explain. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, first, give us a quick history lesson. What is Redbird? When was it founded? Where are you now in the market?
Well, as of this month, this will be our fifth-year anniversary. We started as a sort of an experiment to see if we could take full-motion flight training devices and make them affordable for your average flight school. And it's really worked out well for us and, we think, for the industry. At this point, we have about 300 of our larger full-motion devices all over the world, and pretty much every continent but Antarctica, and we're still growing like crazy.
Now, one of the reasons I understand for the popularity is the price point. These simulators are full-motion simulators, and they really have no equal in the industry, do they?
They really don't. Redbird was one of the first, or if the first company to come into the marketplace with a full-motion training device built for general aviation. Our price point, base price for the full-motion units are about $60,000.
And you're not just stopping there. You've got a full training program now, and then there's the Redbird Skyport. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, what happened is as we were developing our products, we needed a place to test both the hardware, the software that we're developing, and sort of our ideas about how pilots can be trained using simulator-centric curriculum and really integrating high-quality simulation into the training. So to accomplish that, we built a facility in San Marcos, Texas, called Redbird Skyport, and its function is as a research and development laboratory for us and also for the industry as a whole. We're bringing in outside partners to sort of test their products as well.
Are you setting it up as a full-time facility where people, students, prospective students, can come and actually receive all their training straight from Redbird and their simulators and their instructors?
Yes, absolutely. It is a for-profit institution, and the idea is that we want the training that we do there to be with real people, the real sorts of customers that your average flight school would have, and the information and the data that we generate there can then go out to the industry as a whole and improve the quality of training for the whole flight training industry.
And how do you work it? I understand that AOPA actually collected some data and statistics on training, and from what I recall, most pilots were spending over $10,000 on their initial pilot training, maybe as much as $13,000 just to get their private pilot's license. But you guys have streamlined that down and effectively put people through the training faster but with better retention.
Yeah, absolutely. The simulation and the simulators that we use really create a lot of opportunities both for the flight school and for the customer. We're able to do flight training at a fixed cost of essentially $10,000, and we take a huge percentage of the training out of the airplane where in reality it's not the best place to learn, and we put it in the simulator where you have a lot more control over the environment as the instructor. The student has a lot more comfort level, and we can introduce things piece by piece and step by step, and it really creates an effective, efficient training program where we can focus on the really critical things and create a foundation that a pilot can then take on into their flying career.
Now, back to the point that you touched on earlier, the Skyport's more than just a training center. It's also a research facility where you're collecting data and new ideas on how things can be done better. And I understand you have a meeting coming up soon where you'll be discussing some of the findings of what you've learned there.
Yes, we're actually very excited to be hosting the second annual Migration Flight Training and Industry Design Conference. It's coming October on the 22nd through the 24th. We'll be having the industry as a whole come down to our location in San Marcos. We'll have our partners, King Schools and Jeppesen, Cessna, ForeFlight, the people we've worked with to develop our curriculum and their products as well. And we'll be announcing and releasing the preliminary results from our first year of operation at Skyport and showing the industry that these are the sorts of things we're working on now, where we're going, and inviting them to contribute as well.
We've been speaking with Josh Harnagle of Redbird. The meeting coming up is happening at Redbird Skyport in San Marcos, Texas, October 22nd to 24th. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. And by XMWX Satellite Weather, onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more. XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at booth 802 at AOPA Summit or visit xmwxweather.com.